Hello and welcome to your online nidra practice. Hopefully today you are in a space where you can really relax the body with this form, this style, this mode of meditation. It is great to be lying down, particularly or initially when you're a beginner. And it can be useful and supportive to have an eye pillow to rest over the closed eyes, really adding to the darkness, but that weight over that juicy third eye, the pineal gland, can really take you and drop you deeper into the meditation. It can help you relax quicker. That weight, just like a grounded blanket, is good for the nervous system. So it is important to be supremely comfortable and to have all of the props that your body is asking for today. So taking all of the time to make sure you're in the right place, that you have enough props, that your outfit is appropriate. If you need a washroom break or a water break, feel free. And then move, I don't want to say slowly, though that is welcomed, move at an appropriate pace. Laying down, or maybe you're reclined today, making any and all adjustments, making sure your head and your neck feels aligned, right? So that symmetry with the entire length of the spine. Also, we want to feel supported, not just the head and neck, but if you are laying down, you might need some cushioning, some lift, right? Elevation, support under your arms or your hands, under the tailbone, the knees, and somewhat the calves and the lower thighs, maybe even the heels or the elbows. So really check in and see what is needed and how you can use all of these props and supports. Again, find that symmetry in the body. Make sure your spine is as connected to the surface below you as possible, but also as comfortably as you can. So a slight tuck of the chin, a scoop of the pelvis, knit shoulder blades in and down, pull shoulders down, arms out long and wide, head drops, eyes drop, eyelids, eyebrow center, and forehead smooth out and soften. Let that trickle down through the temples. Let that ease weave through the ears, through the jaw, down the throat, the neck. Let it spread and broaden through collarbones. Arms drop heavy. Heart open. Belly soft. Glutes relaxed, hips open, and from glutes to heels, a weightedness starting to wash over the legs. Toes flop out to further this dropping down. Scanning through, turn that inner flashlight on. Notice if you're gripping or holding any residual stress or strain or fear or resistance or clench. Try to shine the spotlight on these areas with curiosity and compassion, not judgment or a narrative or a storyline. Release when and where you can, as best you can. That's it. No pressure. No expectation. Your body will unravel when it's ready and when it's meant to. Breathing into these areas of tightness, slowly softening one intentional breath at a time. Make sure you're symmetrical, the body feels aligned, supported, warm, your props are in their perfect place. Notice what you need here. Now, I know we are all Nidra professionals here. However, whether you're a beginner or not, the refresher, the reminder, I find really helpful to know that maybe you're someone who visualization works best for you, right? That mental picture of what I'm describing throughout today's practice. Or you might be more of a sensory person. So in the mind's eye, with that sense, the felt sense of the body, you actually tend to feel the practice more than see or visualize it, right? Those sensations in the body, the touch, hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling. But you also might be someone who specifically works with touch. So when we arrive to certain aspects or parts of the meditation, you might find it helpful to visualize a loved one or your highest self touching certain parts of the body. Maybe a beautiful piece of silk caresses the body, or a warm droplet of oil anoints the body so that you can connect. Some people respond to visualizing touch, let's say, rather than actually having to just visualize or just sense or feel the parts themselves. So really, it's whatever works for you today. That could change on a daily, hourly basis. So maybe just get curious about how your practice unfolds and what your process looks like, feels like, smells like today. All that being said, dear one, letting go of any efforting or striving, right? Just be willing. Be willing and be open to be led, not just by my voice, my vibe, but by yourself and that inner wisdom that already knows. Remembering that this is very much a spontaneous practice and one about just bringing awareness to the journey, to the meditation inside your body and your mind. Also, sidebar, if any tensions arise up or you're having a hard time letting them go, anything that might cause you to fidget or adjust, that's actually kind of a good thing. You know, you don't always have to be completely still, and any mindful movements or adjustments just mean that you're paying attention and staying in that zone between awake and asleep. But don't worry, if you do fall asleep, that's exactly meant to be. All right, I think I'm done waffling for now. Maybe you're already asleep. Have I talked you to sleep already? It's quite possible. All right, dearest one, let's begin. As you are lying on your back, or however you are choosing to be, could you continue to bring your body into that relaxed position? Final little check-in. Make sure all of the joints, the elbows and the knees, are supported particularly. You got it. Release any residual stress. And let's start to take some deep belly breaths now in through the nose. Guide it down to the pelvic floor. Let the belly expand, the ribs flare, the chest and collarbones rise. Pull it up past the top of the head. We're going to hold this for 5, 4, whenever you get there, 3, 2, through the mouth, an audible sigh, make some noise, good for the vagus nerve in the back of the throat or neck, big release, empty out. Again, in through the nose, down to pubic bone, flare the ribs, fill the lungs, bottom to top, drink up through throat face, past top of head, keep the shoulders relaxed and hold. Notice what you feel here. Let the exhale be an opportunity for release through the mouth. Big sigh. Let something out. Create some vibration. Let go. Last one. In through the nose. Big, expansive, but still relaxed. Don't grip. Pull the breath up. Expand out. Take up so much more space in this room. And hold. Feel expansive. Spacious. The breath is literally, as we hold it in the body, seeking out any of that stress, grip, strain, worry, fear, resistance through the mouth. Let it all go. Big sigh. Release. Beautiful work. Beautiful return to self, to body, to breath. Now just allow that breath to enter and exit the body in its own spontaneous and subtle way. So whatever you've been doing today, tonight, or this week, whatever you will be doing today or tonight, wherever you happen to be, this is a beautiful, wonderful opportunity to press pause, to be present, to prepare yourself for bed, for your day, for this life. Could you allow the body to be in whatever shape, whatever condition, whatever state it is in today, in this moment? Even the emotional body, the mental body, the energetic, spiritual body, all layers, all parts, all aspects of ourselves are welcome here. Welcome, encouraged. I'm so glad all of you is here. So the awareness is on the spontaneous and natural breath. Come back to it as often as you need. Just becoming aware that you are aware of the body breathing quietly, slowly, rhythmically in its own way. And for the next few moments, I ask you to focus in on the in-breath only. Not that the out-breath won't be there, of course. But I want you to focus on only the in-breath as best you can. Feel the inhale, the touch of the in-breath. Is it cool or warm? Does it feel like it enters the body smoothly? Or is it a bit jagged? Is there a little bit of effort to breathe in? Really just paying attention to the in-breath, noticing it. How does it feel to receive the in-breath into the body in this moment, this day, this month, this year, in this place? What do you notice about your natural in-breath? Now, gently shift your concentration just to the out breath. How does it feel to breathe out? Where does the breath touch? Is the out breath warmer than the in breath? Maybe thicker? Does it get caught anywhere? Is it a smooth release? Does it feel more like a sigh? Just noticing what you notice. Just the out breath, the feeling, the sense of touch of your out breath. Now, could you concentrate both on the in-breath and the out-breath and notice the point at which the in-breath meets the out-breath, where they merge? And also the point where the out-breath greets the in-breath. Aware of this beautifully rhythmic cycle of flow, both in and out. This beautiful gift of prana, life force that powers your very being. A gift of love from the universe that is the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. Breathing out. And be aware, presence, that you are practicing yoga nidra, a beautiful form of effortless awareness. Bringing your attention now to the attention of an intention for this day, this week, this moment. Maybe it's a simple intention to have less fear and maybe go with the flow, to relax a little more, to laugh more, to celebrate yourself, to create moments of luxury, like that beautiful space to sit in, maybe sip on a tea or a coffee, read a book, look out into nature, listen to music. Whatever your intention for your week, this day, this moment, whatever is subtly or overtly obviously rising for you, tend to that. Be there, repeating your intention a few times now. Now, bring your attention to the physical body, to the rotation of consciousness around the body. So whatever works for you today, whether you choose to see and visualize that part of the body in your mind's eye as a visual, or you'd like to sense that there's a touch, maybe from a loved one, or silk, water, a sunbeam, a moonbeam, that droplet of sacred oil infused with lavender, maybe. Maybe you're more sensory today, and you choose to just notice sensations, to feel the part of the body named. Whatever your process is perfect. So, taking your full awareness, however that presents, into the right hand thumb, the very tip of the right hand thumb, the tip of the index finger, the middle finger, right ring finger, and little finger. Move your awareness to the center of the palm, to back of hand, the right wrist, lower arm, the inner elbow, the outer elbow point, the upper arm, armpit, the tip of the right shoulder, collarbone, and shoulder blade. Feel the notch or the hollow at the base of the neck. Then the left collarbone, shoulder blade, the tip of the left shoulder, through to armpit, upper arm, elbow point, and inner elbow crease, lower left arm, left wrist, and the tip of your left thumb, index finger, left middle fingertip, ring finger, little finger. Pure awareness, your awareness to the palm of the left hand, through to back of hand. Now bring your awareness into the spine, from tailbone up into the curve at the back of your neck, the whole of your spine, back of head, top of head, an awareness to the forehead and the third eye point right between the eyebrows, an awareness to the right eyelid, the right cheek, right ear, and the whole of the nose, entire nose, left eyelid, left cheek, left ear, the whole of the nose, top lip, bottom lip, space between lips, the chin, the tongue, and the lower jaw, the whole of the front of the neck, and the whole of the back of the neck. Feel the space between each shoulder blade, back of rib cage, middle back, lower back, the tip of your spine, right buttock, left buttock, pelvis, the low belly, left hip, right hip, low belly, the lower ribs, the whole of your chest, and the front of the rib cage. Feel the right thigh, the right knee, back of knee, right shin, and calf, right ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, tip of right little toe. Feel the entire right leg, the whole right leg. Now the left thigh, left knee, back of knee, left shin, left calf muscle, the ankle, heel, sole of foot, top of foot, tip of left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Feeling the entire left leg, the entire right arm, left arm, both legs, both arms. Feel the torso, neck, face, and head. Feel, be aware of the front of the whole body, the back of the body, the whole right side, the whole left side, the inside out, feeling the whole body, the whole body resting in this space. Aware of the whole body and the spontaneous flow of the in-breath and the out-breath. Visualize, sense, feel a bright white light. This bright white light is a healing light. And taking this healing bright white light into the left and the right hemispheres of the brain. And imagine as you feel this that the electrical circuitry of the brain is completely healed, balanced, lit up, the whole brain, by this healing white light. And taking that healing light forward into the left eye and the right eye. Strong, clear, balanced vision. Healed eyes. Bringing the light into the left ear and the right ear. So you now have crisp, clear, healed hearing. Taking that healing white light into the mouth, down the throat, down into the stomach. And this bright healing light repairing, restoring anything that might be out of alignment, diseased, or unhealthy in the stomach, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder. Seeing, sensing, feeling, trusting in this healing light, tending to anything that might be imbalanced, out of alignment, unhealthy. Your filtration system of the body, the digestion system of the body, taking this light into the lungs, into your heart, into your bloodstream, repairing anything that might be out of balance and in need of healing. Taking that healing light again down through the intestines, all the way through the colon, feeling anything that might be imbalanced in the digestive system. And taking that healing light into the pelvis, through bloodstream into the legs, the connective tissues, the fascia around and through the muscles and the bones, the ligaments and tendons, between the ligaments and the muscles, in between the bones, in the joints, all of the joints in the body, the fingers, the toes, wrists and elbows, knees, hips and the shoulders. And this healing bright white light running through each vertebra in your spine, finding and feeling anything that might be out of balance, feeling any pain, ailments, restrictions, or blockages, both energetic and physical, and see the body full of healing light. The soft tissues and the muscles and the bones, all of the connective tissues, even in every single cell of the body. And with the breath, you breathe into the body, into the cells, even through the skin, this healing white light, this healing calm. Feel, sense, see your whole body in your mind's eye, free of pain, free of dis-ease, free of imbalance, blockages, and visualizing all the systems of the body, the physiology, the temperature control, the digestion, respiration, elimination, all in perfect balance, perfect harmony. Whole body glowing in a healing, pure white light. And allow once again that spontaneous, chronic gift, the natural breath, to bring and restore balance to the body, the mind, the emotions, the heart. Breathe here. Shine here. Whole body healed and harmonized. You are aware that you are practicing Yoga Nidra, your form, your process of awareness, and bringing that awareness, your attention now, back into the body. Feel the touch of the body where you are resting. That breath that naturally comes in and goes out in your own intimate rhythm. That rhythm of your physiology, of your body, the rhythm of you in relation to life. Body breathing. Bring your awareness back to the intention you made for this week, or day, or moment, Allow those words of the intention to bubble to the surface, repeating it in your mind's internal space, but also through the landscape of the whole body a few more times. Then release the intention with trust, with faith that it is already manifest, and continue to bring yourself back from this meditative space. If you are continuing on to bed, may you have a restful sleep with sweet, sweet dreams. And if you'd like to awaken, arise, you can externalize your awareness a little bit now. Notice any sounds around you, maybe sound of your breath, the sounds close to the body, around you in the space, or just outside. And start to stir the body, deepening the breath, maybe some gentle movements through the face, the fingers, and the toes. Waking the feet back up. Maybe you stretch and bring your knees into the chest. Again, if you're continuing on to bed, just keep yourself in a really peaceful, still space. Maybe you roll to your side, or come to belly, or stay on back, or rise to a seat. Could you become aware of the sense of smell? Taste, connecting to the room, the space, the environment that you're in right now. And slowly, in a paced, appropriate way, take some time to really externalize out from this practice by gently opening the eyes. Notice any colors. What you see, what you spot, continuing to hear sounds and feel the touch of clothing or props or the body against the surface on which you lay. Pause here. Feel the healing and the harmony within. Notice the space and occupy it fully. With hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I see you. May peace, love, happiness, healing, and harmony be with you always, in all ways. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.